This is New England Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Carrie Healy. 5 years ago, Holyoke High School had one of the highest rates of suspension for Latino students in the entire nation. The school is now under control of the state, and while suspensions are down, it faces ongoing challenges with discipline. One ambitious program trains students to lead the way in transforming discipline at the school. New England Public Radio's Ben James reports.
Walk down the hallway at Holyoke High and step into room 319, the student support room. A dozen chairs are arranged in a broad circle. Plants in the window, student paintings cover the walls. Students meet one-on-one with counselors. Others work on projects, speaking in Spanish and English. The room is dynamic, messy, and vital. 3 years ago, it didn't look like this at all.
This was in school suspension. This room was like probably 10 rows of 10 desks.
Joe Kent Katz is the student support coordinator.
You know, come in and put your head down. That's it. I felt pretty bad in here.
Because that room before was literally looked like a jail cell. Students would literally just be sent there, and there'd be students on their phones with their heads down, not doing work. Like, nobody was talking to them to figure out what was going on with them.
Stephanie Duque, a senior, is part of the program responsible for transforming student support at the school. The program is called Palante, a Puerto Rican phrase that translates as moving forward.
So what we did was we did research on like what actually benefits students, on what would actually like help them. Like, we're humans, you know, we need to be supported in different ways.
Students in trouble come to this room to de-escalate conflicts and get emotional help.
Oh, like, llevo 7 años aquí.
7 años. Okay, see, been out here for a little bit.
Spanish is welcome here. Some students and staff say that's a significant but uncommon accommodation in a school that's 74% Latino. Christopher Domi Laura is a senior. He says being part of Palante has changed how he views his own identity and how he deals with conflict.
After joining the program, I noticed that I don't have to be this big and bad guy. I don't have to be like, oh, don't look at me that way, or I'm gonna punch you in the face. No, it's just like, it's cool to be you.
There's a lot going on at Palante. First, there are the peer leaders, a strongly bonded group of 25 students who meet numerous times a week. Then there are the action research projects these students engage in every year, like the one that led to changes in the student support room. And finally, there's circle practice, a mode of conflict resolution facilitated by peer leaders for other students and even teachers. Many participants, like junior Nashali Pagan, found their way to Palante by first ending up in trouble themselves.
So I was like in this conflict, of course, like with another student. And I'm not like a violent person at all, so I try to like, you know, I held it in for a while. I'm like, you know what, maybe this is gonna be over. Maybe it's gonna stop. And it didn't. And that was when like the rage was getting to me.
The situation could easily have escalated into a full-blown fight, but Pagan got help from Palante. She sat down with the other student using tools of what's known as restorative justice, which focuses on reconciliation rather than blanket forms of punishment. Each participant in the circle speaks from their own experience, and those who are directly in conflict take responsibility for their actions. Pagan describes a powerful experience of witnessing and understanding herself in a new way.
I wasn't just like in the circle, but I was kind of like looking at it from a different perspective. Like, I was like looking into the circle as it was happening. It's a weird way that I describe it, but it's true. And I liked what I saw. You know, I felt so like relieved after that circle. I was like, oh, finally.
Restorative justice is getting national attention these days from educators trying to curb suspension rates at their schools. In 2014, the Obama administration issued guidelines cutting the use of zero tolerance and other punitive disciplinary policies, which numerous studies show disproportionately affect students of color. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is now considering rescinding those guidelines. But here at Holyoke High, Domi Laura says the problem isn't just that zero tolerance is discriminatory, it's that suspension doesn't work.
You're going to suspend me for walking around? All right, wait till I get back. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it in your face. Next time you tell me something, I'm going to curse you out. It's just like you got to learn how to deal with teenagers, and suspension is not the way to do it.
Every suspension isn't about the moment that caused the suspension. Every time a student causes harm or makes a mistake or has a behavioral issue, there's always like a floodgate of other things happening.
Rose Siegel is one of two interventionists with Palante, responsible for coordinating restorative justice circles. Siegel says one suspension often leads to another and another, a key dynamic in what's widely called the school-to-prison pipeline. Luke Woodward, director of Palante, says the program tries to conduct circles the morning a student returns to school following a suspension, a critical moment in breaking the repeat suspension cycle.
So I guess it's like, okay, if there are times when you're gonna, when students are gonna be suspended, like how do you try to not have them get pushed out of school through that process? What we do is to try to, like, rather than pushing them out, like pull them in even closer.
But not everyone at Holyoke High is convinced restorative justice can fix the school's disciplinary challenges. Woodward says some teachers are on board with the program, while others just see it as permissive.
So we had this little program, and we're not able to handle the volume of things that go through the school. So I think then some teachers became frustrated by feeling like, oh, there's no consequences, and it's because of restorative justice.
Palante does have support from Teachers Union President Pete McAndrew, but he says he doesn't think the program has the capacity currently to meet the school's needs.
I think the restorative justice program, while it was rolled out as a discipline program, wasn't really ready to encompass the full discipline of the building at Holyoke High School.
Holyoke School's state-appointed superintendent, Steven Zreich, says in a statement that the district supports and wants to expand on Palante's efforts. The district is even piloting a new restorative justice program in a Holyoke middle school. But there's still uncertainty among staff and students involved with Palante, who say they worry about inconsistent funding. This is of great concern for senior Bianca Gonzalez. She's been a peer leader for 3 years and says Palante is about a lot more than conflict resolution.
For me, what I consider it, it's a counter-narrative. Because the dominant narrative is people from Holyoke, drug dealers, pregnancies, dropout. And Palante is providing this outlet for us where we can fight for the change that we want to see and show people that we're not, being Latinos from Holyoke, we're not who they think we are, and we're going to prove them wrong.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Ben James.